Blog Talk Radio.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Renegades of Funk. With a Renegades of Funk.
Right. Renegades of Funk?
Yes, sir.
The Renegades of Funk. So, this is all, this is a QIR in the house.
What are we calling it? QIR?
Oh, shit. It's a questionable intelligence report, nigga. Like, what's wrong with you?
I call it call it weird?
No, queer.
Oh, yeah.
Queer show?
It's kind of like QIR, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, also, you pronounce QIR as queer.
Right, and also we're kind of queer. So,
right.
You know, it works out.
A little bit.
No, that's,
yeah,
that
weird.
Works. The queer.
Queer.
The queer. The, just
can we change
the queer.
It to something that actually
does report
queer? That'd be awesome.
I mean, doesn't it, though? I mean, QIR, doesn't that spell queer? I mean, couldn't we just say that
I
it spells
so.
Queer?
Yeah, I guess.
We call it the
queer.
It can't be the queer report because
report
is part of the acronym. Yeah,
right.
That's redundant. That'd be like saying ATM machine.
Right.
Oh, shit. I never knew how it being redundant. Do I say ATM machine or do I say ATM? Probably both.
ATM.
ATM.
What is that from?
A commercial for some bullshit.
When ATM.
Oh, yeah. Some.
They're like a Bangladesh running through a street market.
ATM.
And the guy's like, what are you talking about? And a little boy drags him to an ATM. Technology's everywhere. Welcome to globalization.
Technology. Or as Ali G says it, technology.
There we go.
Respect.
So y'all, I don't know if you heard this shit, but you know about like the bombing and or whatever it is. I'm not sure. Is it a bombing or a shooting in Chelsea? Happened in Chelsea. It's like
bomb.
A pipe explosion or something.
It was a bomb. They said they found a one of those pressure cookers, but they said they can't confirm that it's related yet. But I mean. The signs are pointing that way.
Related to what?
That it's related what?
Well, I'm saying there was a they found a pressure cooker a few blocks away.
Oh, okay. So they're saying it may or may not be related
cooker.
To the explosion.
Right, but I mean,
now
logically, pressure cooker
kind of
lean towards. Is that like an actual home appliance or is that a bomb?
Yeah, no, they use like an actual pressure cooker. And cook something. I forget what it is. I'm not kidding. It cooks something inside, and it explodes when it's done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Much like your wife's cooking.
Leave her alone. Good thing she's not.
I'm sure she's a lovely cook.
She is a good cook. She's just, you know, Mike is not used to kale. That's all. Put that shit.
I don't think anybody's ever going to get used to kale. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't
kale
believe
and...
that.
What else do we use, Mike? Kale, what else? What's number two?
Like it's like cumin or something she puts in everything.
Yeah. It's good for you, man.
I think it's cumin.
Lowers your blood pressure. It helps your eyesight.
What, cumin?
Yeah,
I'm good.
I'm sure it's not cumin. Cum?
Gum?
No, it's cum in.
No, cum.
Cum in.
Yeah.
No, it's not just cum. It's not just C-U-M. It's C-U-M-I-N. I get it. That's
okay.
Great. It's a great joke, Mick.
Thanks. I'm pretty clever with my wordplay.
No. Apparently.
You're pretty clever with your birdplay, too.
No
your
doubt.
Your birdplay.
So that happened, right? And now there was like... Have you guys heard of this thing called alt-right? Have you heard of this?
I have not.
Apparently it's some kind of like newfangled alt-right. Yeah.
The alt. Well, yeah, I've heard it mentioned very recently in connection with Donald Trump.
You know what? I'm going to look it up on the show because I don't know exactly what
like,
this shit is.
Is it extreme right?
No. Yeah. It, I know that it's extreme. Okay, let's see what Wikipedia has to say. Alt-right is a segment of right-wing ideologies presented as an alternative to mainstream conservatism. So it's the Tea Party.
Basically.
Is that another splinter? Yeah.
There's
right.
So much for people going to the right that there's different factions.
They have to break off
extreme.
Into their own little groups, yeah.
Yeah, now you're not extreme enough.
Right.
You don't want... You know what I mean? You don't want to lynch black people without hoods on.
Yeah.
We
I want
to do without hoods.
We want hoods. We don't want hoods. We want we want colors. We don't want white sheets. We want colored sheets.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're arguing.
We don't want sheets. We want Afghans. Yeah, so there's a few of them, I guess.
Lots of divisions, I guess.
Oh, here she is. Sweet Christy. Sweet Christy Brown.
Hello.
We're talking about the Chelsea bombing real quick because there was something I just wanted to mention about it. But have you heard of this thing called the alt-right, Christy?
Yes. Yes, I have. My whole
Do you know
life.
What it is?
Yes.
Do you know what the
Absolutely.
Answer is?
Absolutely.
What is
They're
it?
They're those people... that have always lingered in our society, the ones that actual progressive thinking, non-brown people refuse to acknowledge. You know, they don't believe that these type of people in their segment, but at the same
okay,
time,
okay, so these are
family.
Like the, like so you know, like the politicians we see, those are like those are the faces of quote unquote conservatism, but these people. Are like the
right.
down and dirty, like lynch your ass on the corner, motherfuckers.
These are the people that, you know, for reasons unknown, feel like that a race war is always brewing. You know what I mean? That for some reason, you know, this is it, you know? When we
I think
call
we should have a race
life,
war on the show.
No,
and I think we should choose... I think we should have a race war on the show, and I think we should be able to choose whatever side we want.
Nice.
Well, my side's not winning. We're not winning, and we're trying to shed
light on
that.
Okay, what side
do
you choose?
I choose a side of, like, equal rights, and it's not winning.
Well, okay, so what would the sides be in a race war? It would be black versus white, right?
And this supposed uprising, yeah, and this whole scenario that this alt-right is fearful of, yeah, it's black versus white.
Okay, so I choose team black.
I'm going to have to go with the winning team, guys. I don't want to go left behind. I mean, I love you guys.
And guess what? That's what majority of people do, regardless of how they feel in this conversation. They pick the winning side.
Louis, your team white, Lou?
Hey,
he's team white.
I've been a Puerto Rican from the Bronx all my life. I got to go with the fans. I got to better myself. Yeah, I got to get out of the ghetto.
Haven't you been like fucked up for being white?
Oh yes.
Isn't that so? You're gonna choose, but haven't you also been fucked up for being Puerto Rican?
No, never in my life.
Oh, okay. All right. So
no one's made that.
So then, okay. So yeah, I support your decision to choose team white.
Hey,
I can't.
If they beat it into me, what can I do? You know what I mean? They're literally punched in the face because of it. So. I got to go with it, guys. I'm sorry. I'd like to support you and all, but
they got bigger guns, guys. Because I've been picked on for being white, but white people are terrible, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I hate black people, too. I hate everybody. I hate.
Yeah. Right.
Like, but I hate white people just a little more. Maybe even a lot.
Right.
Just a little more.
Maybe.
Not only are they deplorable, they're annoying. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just like black people are annoying as fuck too. Like, I can't stand being on a city bus with like drunk black people. Like, that's one of the worst things.
Yeah.
You know, just like it's not right. There's just nothing right about it. Nobody can argue that shit either. Because black people are like, oh, hell yeah, we be acting up. We be acting up on that bus, yo.
Is that right? That's right.
That's right. So, but at the same time, like, that's pockets of terrible shit. Like, you got to take a city bus ride that's going to be fucked up, right? But then when you go out into the world, there's, like, white people own everything. So it's just like, now...
Yeah, you got to deal with
a little
bit of discomfort to get to the...
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, black people might suck, but, like, white people are literally going to sit there and talk you out of everything that you own when they already own everything that you're in, you know?
Right.
And it's gonna hurt, and they're going to be like, oh, it doesn't hurt. That's not what's happening right now. They're drilling... Like they're drilling into your anus with like a spiked modeled fucking power drill. I'm like, oh, it doesn't hurt. Remember? Remember that it doesn't hurt. Remember?
Remember it doesn't hurt.
You like it? Remember when we do this all the time?
Or they go, oh, that was such a long time ago. Get over it.
It happened like 5 minutes ago, and I'm like, oh my god. What are you doing? You got to look to the future. You got to look to the future. All this dwelling in the past.
You know, you were hanging by a thread by your neck in 2014. Jesus, it's 2016. Get over it.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't. And white people are like, oh, it wasn't my ancestors that did that shit. But can you understand like the parallels there, buddy? Paleface?
Wasn't it, though, like your ancestors? I mean, everyone...
Well, you know what kills me? No, you're right. But what kills me is, like, it's the Italian guys that kill me the most when it comes to this racism shit. Because they're like, oh, you know, we had it rough back in the day, too. First off, they might... Yes, they did have it rough when they first came to America. But, and here's the biggest thing, it wasn't slavery. There's no parallel. Period.
No.
It wasn't slavery. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that you can bitch and moan about people, you know, fucking with your ancestors, but you're racist now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Italians are very racist, and they're racist right now, and they don't even give a shit that they're racist. Like that's not you call an Italian guy a racist is not really insulting him. Like he's like, yeah,
no.
I know.
Yeah,
he's like, what are you going to do? My name's Vinny.
He's like, I don't give a shit. Fuck the Molinians. I'm Italian. What do you want me to do? Like Mick, you have to have some racist family members. You have to. Mick?
Yeah, I'd say more the people that are dead than the people that are alive, but yeah, definitely. I definitely had some old racists in the family when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely did too. On the Italian side, we're probably the most racist.
Right.
Yeah.
So, do you think black people get a pass on racism, or do we need to be called out on?
Nah. No, I just don't think it matters as much. Like, black people are super racist too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm used to not mattering on a lot of things.
Well, that's it. That's kind of part of the point is like, you know, so what? Like, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, you have a reason to be, especially the old heads, man.
You have a very valid reasoning for being racist. Yeah.
Like, especially the old black dudes who are racist. Like, I love them to death because honestly,
right.
Like they were there when the racism was happening.
Mm. It was in your face with dogs biting your shit.
It was like 2 weeks ago for them. You know, they remember
right.
the '70s.
Yeah.
You know, that shit was still alive. People were still getting drugged behind cars and hung in the '70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A couple of days ago.
It was like 2 weeks. These. Yeah, go on.
Ludicrous laws. What? You know, that are just now being called attention to. I mean, it's just, I mean, you can literally see the body count rising and, you know, and it's just like, whatever, you know, we're used to it, you know?
I just like the old heads know better, you know, because they had the shit happening to them, like, I mean, and they're old, so they don't remember shit like it was, you know, 30 years ago. I mean, they've been old for 30 years, so that shit's like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, even not only that, but just the stuff that happened to them was probably so jarring and scarring that that shit stays with you even if it was 30 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, here's what happens. We are tribal people. We stick with people who tend to be the same color.
Yo, that's racist. That's the most racist shit you ever said.
We live in communities of people who look like us, and you're inundated with the same information by like-minded people. So you don't tend to look at other people as having the same experiences as you, or you tend to think everybody experiences the same experience as you. So when someone challenges your experience, you're like, no, that can't possibly happen. You know, not where I live, not what I do. None of that happened to me or my family members, so that can't possibly be true. Or what did you do? What was going on in your situation that made that happen? You know, it's basically you're not willing to see outside yourself, or you're confronted with information that's contrary to the ideas and things that have been in there. Basically, it's, you know, I live in a predominantly black neighborhood with a couple of white people sprinkled in, you know what I mean? So, you know,
white folk?
Yeah, a little splattering, little schmiggles, a little snow, a little bit. But yeah, so, you know, sometimes, you know, they're used to being around us dark folks, so their worldview is different. or something happens where they haven't personally experienced it, but they've been inundated with the same information, and it challenges their previous perspectives. So they're just like, well, wait a minute, how can this be? I don't know how this exists in my world.
Well, the reason, I mean, we got really sidetracked, but the reason we got on all this is like the Chelsea bombing. What I just wanted to, like, I don't think too many people know this, but there was like a, like a manifesto released in relation to it, like somebody is claiming responsibility for it. But the person is saying that they're gay and they did this to call attention to the fact that gay people are oppressed and shit. Now, most of the people who see this think that it's fake. Like this, the general idea is that it's fake, and it's even being posited that this group, the alt-right, put it out there to justify what they're going to be doing to the, they're probably going to be like fucking with gay people now, and it's just justifying their hatred.
Hmm. Which you can't put anything past them at this point. I mean,
yeah, this comebacks.
The alt-right is basically that that actually like 30% of, you know, that might be related to some white folks in your family that you just, you know, they say inappropriate things at the holiday and you just brush them off. Like, nope, that's not a part of agenda. And you just like, you brush them off. But you fail to realize they're more than you think they are. They're, you know, they're your post office worker. They're your, you know, your, you know, they are in crevices of society that you don't are powerful because they are. They just sit in the crevice and they stuff their hate down and they say, oh, they're fucking dirty. And, you know, and it's really repressed anger because, you know, they secretly hate themselves. But, you know, but whatever. Doesn't matter. It's been ingrained in our culture for a very long time and been long ignored, and you try to make initiatives like civil rights and this, that, and the other, but then there's that part that wants to rail it back, and, you know, it's one of those things that you guys fail, you know, it's there, but you put the blinders on, like, nope, 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 I failed, it's not there, it's not in my life, so therefore it doesn't exist. And it's sad.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's
not... But
they're
not, closer than you think they are. They're right there.
I don't
they're
really have any family, so it's probably not my family. But I know it's mixed family.
You
my family
work.
I know it's
my
mixed
family.
My
family is not that powerful, number one. But no, in all honesty, like, I did. I would say that on my dad's side, which is the Italian side, much like Mike, you said, a lot of that older generation was definitely racist.
They're very racist in Italy.
Yeah,
they have racist candy.
Okay, can we mention really quick about how the media is not covering... Lou and I talked about this actually the other day, and Christy, you posted something on Facebook about it. The media is not covering the rape case of Trump, the 13-year-old, the child rape case of Donald J. Trump.
That's crazy.
Is anybody noticing this?
I noticed, and I think, you know, it's like, well, didn't you learn from Bill Cosby? You know what I mean? You can't just keep sweeping this under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Men of privilege can't get away with fucking violating women. And it's constant, and it's just like, okay, we just don't give a fuck about your vagina. Period.
You know what, though? I'm going to have to disagree with what you're saying, because men of privilege are getting away. No, just hear me out. Men of privilege are getting away with raping kids all the time, and they're probably getting away with it because they're not black like Bill Cosby. Seriously, I'm being serious.
Sure.
Bill Cosby is he's a particular example because he was like, you know, America's fucking one of America's first Bojangles, but he has gotten away with it for so long, and finally he was outed and it all came out. But how many of these motherfuckers are out there that aren't outed and are white?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or that have been outed and get off. What are you talking about? Have been outed and get off. Brock Turner, please.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
There's no justice.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
well, I'm talking
it's
about.
An
I'm
illusion.
Talking specifically about like.
He's about like the
about
the
like
privilege.
You know.
Yeah, like the older.
Yeah.
Right. I got you saying.
Well, he's
but
a
still.
Single white male. There's no more privilege than that. You know, don't ruin this college kid's future because, you know, he decided to rape a girl behind a dumpster.
Right.
Louis, what were you gonna say about the Trump thing, Lou?
Well, you pointed out that news outlets usually eat this shit up. I mean, it's like ratings gold to have some shit like that in the headlines, and it's very suspect to not be even talked about or discussed at all. Like, at all. I have never seen that on a major news outlet.
Right, I haven't either.
It's only when people like you guys point them out and you do some research and you see, like, you know, something in The Guardian or Heavy.com or some shit, you know, just, you know, it's not an NBC, CBS, or CNN.
Right.
Yeah, it's
that's weird.
News outlets usually, this is the kind of story that news outlets usually eat the fuck up. And it's not, I mean, just look what happened with Jared of Subway.
Yeah.
You know, that shit was everywhere. That was crazy. This is the kind of story that media outlets absolutely make a shit ton of money off. It's sensationalist. It's a perfect thing for both, you know, even intelligent Americans and the dumb motherfuckers all over the place both tune into the
especially
same broadcast.
Especially this is a person that potentially could be our president of the United States. Are you kidding me?
I know. That's even more confounded. Like, why? Normally, just any celebrity or prominent person, this kind of scandal happens to them. We all know, let's face it, that they're already convicted in the public court of opinion. It doesn't matter what actually happens. And I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing. I'm not judging that at all. The court of public opinion actually has a place. I mean, it can go overboard a lot of times. We know that. But, you know, usually what happens is when somebody is accused of this shit, most people just say, okay, you know, this is the way, you know, they probably did something, you know. Then you have your outliers who are, like, rabidly defending that person. Then you have, you know, whatever media outlets. But it's always a debate. It's always a huge, huge debate. That's not happening at all right now.
Yeah, there's no discussion at all.
There's nothing.
Very, very odd.
Don't you find that scary?
There's nothing.
Well, that's the thing. What do you attribute that to? I mean, we all know that obviously there's a lot of media that is backing Trump, but there's also some media that's not. So you would think that those people would jump on board this, if nothing else. So why are they even abstaining from getting involved in this? That's the strange thing to
me. I mean, the only thing that's possible, the only thing I can personally think of, is that Trump has money in media. He is a media darling. The guy is.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure.
I think that they think that the girl has no chance of winning, and that Trump will ultimately be cleared, and there's no point in even bringing it up for it to just be another fucking disappointment. Move on to the next thing.
It doesn't even. But that's just the thing. That's you really think, Christy, that they think that, because what usually they do think is that the spectacle is worth more than the outcome. They don't give a fuck if he's guilty or not. Normally, they just care that it's in the news. They make their money off of the sensationalism. It doesn't fucking matter if he's guilty or innocent.
It's because that Trump knows that his court date's on October 14th, so he's gonna do his stunts and tactics to distract. Hence this whole walking back the Obama birth of things. I bet you between now and then he's going to have like 1,200 different ridiculous stunts that occupy the news cycle that drowns out the noise and the nonsense of what's really
No,
real.
Nothing he could do could occupy them. Nothing he can do could occupy them enough to not cover this story. That's not.
Yeah,
I don't buy that for a second. There's nothing.
How long has
this
it been filed?
This is a story.
Court date, a trial, and nobody's even said anything.
That's what I mean.
I've seen with some
that's what I mean. Nobody. That's
you
nobody
I mean?
Is covering this shit.
CNN, RT America, you know, whatever, you know, MSNBC, Fox News, nobody.
Nobody is covering this shit, but the Huffington Post.
Well, I mean, Fox News, we can obviously no, we know why they're
I know,
not
but
doing
even
it,
you
but,
know what? I do
no,
think there was a point in time where they would have covered this. I do think, like, they've managed to align, but there was definitely a time of splintering between Trump and the whole Republican news.
Yeah, when they had a choice of somebody else for the Republican, but now it's the only horse to bet on for them.
Right.
Right. And even, like, right after it was only Trump, they were still, like, crazy reluctant to hop on board. Like,
yeah.
They were still.
Please.
It took
Trump
them a minute.
Tweet something outrageous, do something stupid, and his base is going to eat it up. And Republicans are going to either not vote or vote for him instead, despite their real
choice. Yeah, they're going to vote for him. They're going to vote for him because, you know what, now that Fox News is telling everyone to vote for him, now all the morons out there who do exactly what Fox News says are going to vote for him. That's the way it works. That's exactly the way it works. People were hesitant about Trump beforehand, but now that Fox News is saying, okay, you know, vote for him now. Why don't we just all come through? Let's just do this. Fuck it, right? Let's just do this shit. Trump all the way. Trumpy Trump Trump. Make Donald Trump again or whatever. Let's do this. And now everybody's going
to
do it.
Here's what I understand. Like, in the beginning of the media cycle when it was just down to Trump and Hillary.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. We got somebody calling in here. Hold on. Hello.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Is this the queer?
Hello?
Is this the queer show?
Yes.
Yes.
This is the queer show. Hi. Hello. You've met me before. My name is Mervis Garvinstein.
Oh, hello.
Oh, God. Hello.
The Garvinstein.
Do you remember me?
I remember.
I know the Negress probably doesn't like me.
No.
I remember you being rather cheap. Is that right? Or am I just... racist.
Jackass.
Say, could you speak up again, Puerto Rican boy?
I was recalling that you are on the cheap side. Is that what I recall properly? Or?
I am on the cheap side. Well, I'm Jewish, so of course I'm on the cheap side. What kind of stupid question is that? Go back to your cave.
What do you have to say about this whole issue?
I just wanted to say, first, I have a product to push. But first, I wanted to let you know that Donald Trump is a great person.
Of course,
is that right?
He's a great man. He's built many wonderful towers in New York City. He pushed out so many of the disgusting poor people away, and he made these big spectacles to capitalism all over the place. I mean, they're terrible places. But, you know, what was there beforehand was much, it was very, it was, oh, it was so much worse.
What was there beforehand?
Negroes and Hispanics.
I had a hooker outside of Trump Tower in AC once.
Ah, I bet you did.
Look at that. What's your name, young man?
My name is Mick.
Mick?
Yes.
Mick, are you Irish?
I am not Irish.
You're not an Irishman? Why is your name Mick?
It is short for Michael.
Could you just tell me your Christian name, please? Michael?
Yes, Michael.
What a nice young boy, Michael. What a nice young boy. What is your background? What's your heritage?
I'm half Italian, half German.
You're what?
Half Italian, half German.
Half Italian, half German? Oh my gosh, you're a doll. I can't believe it.
I want to conquer the world, but I want to eat first.
Mm-hmm. It's too bad you're not Jewish. Okay, let me do the jokes, all right? What do you think you're doing?
Go ahead.
Mine are better. Apparently, nobody in your Italian, German ancestry had any sense of humor. So why don't you just let me do them?
That's true.
And then I know the Negress. I know the Negress. She's so uppity, this Negress.
Why can't I be the Negress? Why can't I be Christy? My motherfucking name is Christy.
Christy? Christy, is that your street name?
No, that's my God-given name, you bitch.
Is that the name you use when you're selling drugs on the corner?
I do no such thing.
Look, I don't want to hear from you.
You're
trying to insult. You're trying to insult the great name of Donald Trump.
Whatever.
He's
going to
be our next president.
No, he's going to be the president.
No.
He says he's
going to
make all the Negroes leave. Is that true? Do you believe that?
No, he wants the Mexicans to leave.
Mexicans to leave.
That's not what I was told. He tells the Negroes, what do you got to lose? Vote for him. That's it. Nothing.
That's brilliant.
No way to help
that's
us.
That's so brilliant.
Just, what do you got to lose? What the fuck?
I kind of got a point
every,
there.
That man speaks to my soul. I'm not entirely sure what he's saying, but it's my soul.
He has no message for my people. And he has none for yours. He has absolutely nothing to say to yours. He just, I guess, you know, he has nothing to say. He likes Russians.
What's he going to do for the Jewish population?
He has no stance on that.
Well, he doesn't. He's already done it. He's in business. We know him.
You know all Jews are connected, right?
There's a secret. There's a secret word that they broadcast on television that activates all the Jews.
It activates them like Voltron.
when we hear it, we all know. We all know. We come together and form a giant robot.
Can you tell on that word?
I'm kidding. That's a joke. Can you tell I like jokes? That was a joke. No, we all get together and pool our money. Now, you don't want that to happen. Trust me.
No.
Listen, I have great respect for your people, but I just can't stand your ass. Okay? You're a horrible person.
Please don't speak to me like that, Negress. There's so many years have gone by. Look, I have the right not to be spoken to like that. Do we have to put you in slavery again?
Oh, you
no,
do that.
No.
Come
no.
on.
I think your
oh, I'm sorry. Was,
bad
I'm sorry.
Too.
Was that too? That was too bad. No,
your
they just killed us. They didn't
bad.
Make us work. No, you had it worse. They just killed us. You had to work.
You had to work too, and then get shot in the head, and then doused in petrol.
No, they just starved us.
They starved us
and experimented on us and killed us. They put
they
you in the field.
They took our jewelry. Well, they took us.
They
took
did
our
that
religion
to
from
they did
us.
That to you too.
They took our culture. We have no concept of our home culture. You know, we have
Let me
to
tell
adopt
you something.
Our native land culture.
They didn't.
And,
they didn't breed with us.
And then they rewrote our history and told us how to live and marginalized us.
Okay,
and put
I think you know what? I think everybody here is tired of hearing that. Can you get over that? How many times do you have to say that? I mean, it's like a broken record.
Okay, when you go into the bank and you want a loan for a house, how hard is it for you?
For me? I don't go into banks. We have uncles and aunts for that. We're Jews.
See, we have no concept of foreign ancestry.
You don't know
ancestry.
Who you're talking to.
We only have what we know as here, homogenized. We have no.
What you have is a problem because they tried to normalize you. They tried to breed with you, and you didn't want that.
See, because you know we
at least they didn't do that to us. Occasionally the Germans would put their penises inside of us, but you know, then they'd kill us right afterwards. So we didn't have to run around with all these quadroons
oh my God.
And octoroons.
Don't even get me started on that. Okay. What? Where are we? Here we are. Listen. When it comes to the whole like quadroons.
Do you have any questions for me? Do you have questions?
No.
Okay. Can I promote my product, please?
No,
what
I don't
do you
give
have
a
to
fuck.
Sell?
What?
What?
No, don't sell it. Don't sell it. Don't give
no,
her
any once,
air time.
Once again, I'm sorry. The Negress has things to say. Is this your show?
Yes.
Should I have called to speak to you directly? I thought
yes.
This was an ensemble cast.
Nope. It's all about me, really, in my mind. Yeah, I wrench it all the time. I'm a black female.
What happened to that Puerto Rican boy?
I'm just wondering if what are you trying to sell? A filter fish spread? What is it?
Yeah, what is this product you're trying
to
offer?
What is wrong with you? Why would you say that to me? Don't you know what happens to me with gefilte fish?
Indigestion? What's going on?
Oh, no, it's straight explosive diarrhea, which I've told you that before, so I don't know why you would bring that up. That's very terrible.
Now, is that a result of what the Germans did to you?
Delicate bladder system.
That's just because my body rejects bullshit.
I see. Now, are you old enough to remember the Germans doing some stuff to your butt, or?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, I knew some of them very well. They weren't as bad as everybody makes them out to be.
No. A couple of good, solid.
They have a really bad. They have a really bad reputation that I think is wholly undeserved.
Is that right? Undeserved. A couple
they
of
treated
nice
me very well.
That's so.
He didn't choke
that's
her in her sleep.
They made love to me on many occasions.
On
but listen, I have a product. I have a product that's going to revolutionize everything. It's called Mervis Garvingstein's Bunion Shredder.
Really?
Lord.
Bunion Shredder.
Yes, it works. For people, it's for all ages. I mean, it works for people my age because, you know, we suffer from bunions. But you can get the little ones, too, before it happens. When they're little kids, you shave it down so it doesn't happen in the future. They'll appreciate it.
Hey, Mervis, I have a question.
Oh, I got excited. I thought you were talking about an onion shredder. I didn't realize you were talking about a bunion shredder.
On her feet. I have a question.
Didn't I tell you to leave the jokes to me?
I got a question.
Sorry.
I got a question. Why
you
do
always
the mean
have a question.
And hateful live so long? Why do the mean and hateful live so long? And the good ones die.
I think that's a question you should ask God, but you'll never be able to because God doesn't accept Negroes into heaven.
Oh, that's not true.
Oh, that's not true. God is black. How about that?
Oh, don't tell me that. My heart is
yeah,
already
you might give her a heart attack. We don't want to have her have a heart attack on the show.
That God is actually black. That would kill her dead. That would kill most white people dead, not just your people.
From what I understand, God is possibly was an Arab. So that was hard enough for me to take. They even put a picture of him in like the National Geographic. Those bunch of faggots.
Oh, I think he might have been Arab. Could have been black. I think he's black. I think he's black.
See, but there were no black people in that region. It was all Arabs, Semites.
Like Grace Jones, black. Like black as Grace Jones. The blackest.
Are you trying to say Jesus was a Nubian, a brand Nubian?
Yeah. A brand Nubian.
I don't think you're correct.
Nubian.
But why? Listen, I'm telling you, this bunion grinder, it'll be. Look, we all know about the feet of the black people. We know about it. We know you've been in the hardships, having to walk and throw spears with your feet, and run around in the dirt, run away from lions. We know. So this will be good for you.
This is gonna sell big in the black community. Is what we're saying.
I think so. I think it will. Because we all know about the feet of the Negro. It's horrible.
No, it's not. I have pretty feet.
They're not
nobody
very soft.
Believes you.
They're soft and they're dainty. They're little.
You
like
probably got some. You probably got some Caucasian in you. Because everybody knows.
Oh, she gets Caucasian in her.
All day.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. What is that supposed to mean, young man? Could you explain that to me?
Right.
You might have another heart attack, Mr. Silverstein.
My husband's
oh, no,
wife,
I like this
you
stuff.
Know, we're interracial marriage. Does that blow your mind? Does that bother you?
No, it doesn't. This, we were trying to get this to happen back in the during the slavery days. They were having